Good evening from WRVO. I'm Mark Livonier at 6:04. The National Weather Service has issued a high wind warning due to Hurricane Sandy until tomorrow afternoon. Winds between 30 to 40 miles per hour with gusts of up to 65 miles per hour are expected. Also, rain showers, some heavy, low temperatures 50 to 55 overnight. Many major universities have closed for the evening, including Syracuse University, SUNY Oswego, Utica College, and several community colleges. State and local officials in central New York are prepared for whatever Sandy brings our way, WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports.
It's the wind that worries emergency management people the most as Sandy begins to lumber through upstate New York. Among agencies ready for any damage from those winds, the State Department of Transportation. Central New York Director Carl Ford says they're doing that.
By readying equipment, organizing crews to remove downed trees, limbs, and other debris on the roadways, identifying staff that will conduct flood watches, monitoring bridges as water rises.
The Onondaga County Emergency Operations Center in Syracuse will monitor the storm's impact and coordinate resources through the night. Commissioner of Emergency Management Kevin Wisely expects there could be damage from the winds and advises residents to be ready.
We're urging all of the residents to put their lawn decorations away, their grills, their furniture, Halloween decorations that are out.
And the best advice, says Wisely, is to stay home, keep the roads clear so emergency crews can do their job. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.
As officials warn of possible power outages, area residents have been stocking up on non-perishable foods, toilet paper, and batteries. Cynthia Atkins visited the Wegmans in Fayetteville with her mother.
There's a lot of people, and there's no water here. There's no bread. A lot of stuff is going really quickly, and a lot of people are buying up everything. First, I didn't think it was going to be anything big. I thought it was just like mass hysteria as usual, or like with Irene, how it was a big thing about it and then nothing happened.
There were still some supplies of bottled water and bread left and even batteries, but it was clear that certain items were in high demand as shoppers prepared to stay indoors for a while. For more coverage, visit WRVO.org.